We learned Shubhas' Zman. We go to the, a little bit of the figure of Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim means Shev Brachas. The Mar Dav Dayan and Beis Elikas. Talmud Bar, last two lines. Everyone should take a pamphlet. Dayan and Beis. Last two lines. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbanan. Mevorachin, Birchas, Chasan, Basara, Kol Shiva. The Brisa says, you make a bracha of Birchas, Chasan, all 7 days. Birchas, Chasan means Sheva brachas. Sheva brachas you make all 7 days. That's Brisa. Amr Yehuda, Behu Shabo, Parim Chadashis. He says that you have to make, in order to make the Birchas Hashanah Kol Shiva, you need to have Panim Chadoshes. What's Panim Chadoshes? So the bottom Tosis, we'll get back to it. Tosis says, I'm a re, that Panim Chadoshes are people, they Yamar B'Bishvilam, HaSimcha Yoyser, they add to the Simcha, they create more of a Simcha, more of a Simcha, therefore they're Panim Chadoshes. Now the question is, what's a Yehuda adding to the Braisa? The Braisa says, you make Birchas Hashanah all 7 days. Sheva Brachas all 7 days. What's a Yehuda adding? Who should bow upon Chadashas? Is a Yehuda limiting? Or meaning to say that without a Yehuda you would say, you always say Birchas Hashanah. Any Sheva Brachas may have Birchas Hashanah. Chazakala may have Birchas Hashanah. Says a Yehuda, no. And only if it's bow upon Chadashas, that it's not enough to have the Simcha of a Chasim Kala, you need a Parim Chadoshes. Is that Yehuda being magical, make it tonight, limiting the Mechayiv, or he's saying, when are you Mechayiv to say Birchas Chasanim? Only because Parim Chadoshes. If it wouldn't be Parim Chadoshes, it wouldn't be a Chiv at all. We'll see Be'ez Hashem. Now like this. The Gemara, the Ches, Amr Aleph, in the middle, Gemara says, if Ashi, in Mil the Amud, Chesem and Aleph, Mil the Amud, if Ashi Iklo the Beir of Kahana, if Ashi came to Rav Kahana's house, Yom Kama, Baruch Kulu, the first day he made all the brachas of Chosin Kala. Mekan ve'elech, Iika Parim Chadosh is Baruch Kulu, if the Parim Chadosh you make all the brachas, V'loya Fushe Simcha Ba'alma, therefore, mevarach shasimcha b'ma'oinai v'ashabara. If there's no panim chadoshes, then you make shasimcha b'ma'oinai and ashabara. Why? Afushe simcha ba'alma. Afushe simcha ba'alma. What does it mean? Afushe simcha ba'alma. So have machoikis v'shoinim. Machoikis v'shoinim. Machoikis v'ran and Ramban. Ramban brings on like this. Iran says that you only say Ashabara and not the Sheva Brachas. Ashabara is not a chelik of Sheva Brachas. When Ashabara is part of all seven Brachas, that's part of Sheva Brachas. But Ashabara by itself is not part of Sheva Brachas, and therefore it's two nafkaminis. Number one, you don't need Asara, you don't need 10 people. You have a chas and kala, they're eating breakfast with the in-laws, you have a shver and a Shver and a Shvager, if a Zimun, you can say Ashabar. A Zimun, you don't need, it's not part of Shav Brachas. When it says you make Ashabara, by itself, it's not part of Shav Brachas. Second nafmina is, you don't need a Sudas Mireus. You don't need a special Suda made for the Simcha. A breakfast. It comes up on the plane. On the plane, the Chazakal is sitting on the plane. Everyone's eating. No, nothing special because of Simcha Chas and Kala. He said, "Can you make Ashabara?" Says Ran Avada, "You make Ashabara." Why? Afushe Simcha Ba'alma. Afushe Simcha Ba'alma means the point of Ashabara is in order to create Simcha. To create Simcha. Afushe Simcha. To add Simcha. See, adding Simcha, it's not part of Shav Brachas. You don't need Asara. That we say Birchas Chasanim Basara is only Sheva Brachas. Ashabara by itself is a new Mechayiv. Afushe Simcha Ba'alma. The Afushe Simcha to create Simcha. That's the Shitas Haran. The Ramban, Ramban says, Ashabara Avada is a chalik of the Sheva Brachas. Avada is part of Sheva Brachas. And you need Asara. Birchas Chasanim Basara means all, any one of the seven brachas. Every one of the seven brachas. Ashabara needs Asara, 10 people. If you have 3 people, you cannot say Ashabara. And Avada has to be a Simcha, a Suda Mereus. It has to be a Suda created specially for this Simcha, the Chasan Kala. Stop random and sitting on the plane, you appear eating, you stop for breakfast. Nothing special, you can't say Ashabara. That's Ramban Shita. What does it mean, Afushe Simcha Ba'alma? Says Ramban, there are two levels. There are two levels of Simcha. There's one level of a Simcha of Chasan Kala, which is Afushe Simcha Ba'alma. It's a Stama level. Then there's a level of Panim Chadashis, which is a higher level Simcha. Both of them need Sheva Brachas. The lower level only needs one Bracha, Ashabara. The higher level needs Sheva Brachas. The Ran learns that Sheva Brachas was only said when you have Panim Chadashis. The Lashon of the Ran is Ketchilas Nisuin. When Panim Chadashis come in, it's like a Simcha of Tchilas Nisuin. It's like the Simcha of the Chasana. All 7 days of a Simcha, then you mechayev all 7 Brachas. But if you only have no Panim Chadashis, then you only make Ashabara to make more new Simcha. So what do we have? We have Machlekes, Iran, and Ramban. Fashfushe Simcha Ba'alma means a new Mechayiv to create Simchas and therefore make Ashabara, but it's not Birchas Chasanim. Ramban says it's a Chelik of Birchas Chasanim, but it's a lower level. It's a level one of Simcha, and it's a higher level of Simcha that's Mechayiv Sheva Brachas. But both, according to Ramban, and according to the Ran, the lamdus of Panim Chadashis is, and there's a very high level, either a very high level Simcha, according to Ramban, a full level Simcha, therefore needs Sheva Brachas. According to the Ran, it's a level of Ketchilas HaNesuin. What we see from the Ran and Ramban, that the lamdus of Panim Chadashis is, that it adds to the Simcha, therefore, you make Sheva Brachas. This is Mahalach of Rishonim. This is the Mekubal Tikkun Mahalach, that the Lamdus of Panim Chadashis is that Panim Chadashis adds to the Simcha. It either Lashon Ran is Techilas HaNesuin, the Lashon of Aruch HaShulchan is Simcha Chadasha, it's a new Simcha, it's an added dimension to the Simcha, which is Mechayiv Sheva Brachas. That's the Mahalach. Another mahalach, the Shitas Rambam. If you look in the booklet, I want you to take plenty of the booklet. The voice of the end. If you look in the booklet, the Shitas Rambam, the Morgah the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, it's not over here, in Hilchos Ishus, Rambam says, make a chasana. You make a chuppah, you make a kedush, you make a suin, you say Sheva Brachas. That's in Hilchas Ishus. Hilchas Sheva Brachas that we have after the Chasana, the whole week of Sheva Brachas, is in Hilchas Brachas. In Hilchas Brachas, Parak Beis. Hilchas Brachas, until now, it talks about that you add to Birchas HaMazon, Me'ena Me'ura. When you have your Shchoidesh, you add Yalva Yalva. Shabbat, you add Ritzei. Chanukah and Purim, you add Al Nisim. Says the Rambam, Bebeis Chasanim, Mevorachim Birchas Chasanim, Acha Arba Brachas Elu B'chasudu B'sudu Sh'oichum Shom. In Bebeis Chasanim, then you add to Birchas HaMazon, you add Sheva Brachas. You add Birchas Chasanim. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, Brachazu. Shema Yisif, in the base Chasanim, he bracha achroina. Yishav bracha shalom suin. The last one, Ashabara. If everyone heard the brachas already, Aval, im hayu oichlan acherim, shaloi shamu birchas nesuin, shas nesuin, if they didn't hear the brachas, which we call panim chadashos, if their panim chadashos means new people that were not there b'shas l'chuppah, they did not hear the brachas b'shas l'chuppah, mevarchim bishvilam. You're mevarich for them. Acher birchas amazin sheva brachos kederech shemevarichim b'shas hanesuin. That's Shannon's part of Maldosis. Mordig Rambam. Rambam says, the lomus is a people that did not hear the bracha, did not hear Shav brachas, they weren't mevarich lechas minkala. Therefore, we make Shav brachas and we might see them in order they should mevarich lechas minkala. The way Aruch HaShulchan explains, as the chiyuv, Shav brachas is to mevarich the zug, the couple, with haslacha, as ikar shav brachas, and agav, we add a bracha for covered up the shvacha am, for the korban, for the ikar shav brachas with nisakin, to give a bracha to the chasin kala. Whoever would not make that bracha, panim chadashis, they didn't make a bracha yet, will make shav brachas for you, they might see you, that's why. You make Shav brachas. You have no panim chadashis. You don't make Shav brachas. Everyone was ready mevarich the chasin kala. It's a very very chashvi deal. We'll speak about this machlokes the Rambam and the Rishonim. But the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol nenem esudas chasin nenem esamchay over mechamish kolos." Whoever is nene from esudas chasin is not mesameach a chasin. Is over mechamish kolos. What's the shaila? Only someone that's nene from Mesudas Chasin? Whatever, someone that came, someone's not Mesameach Chasin Kala. Someone, call me, she'ena Mesameach Chasin Kala. Oyver, why dafka nene? Nene Mesudas Chasin. So they say, Vishem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said, Pshadis, we're talking about someone that was nene Mesudas Chasin, means he ate the Suda. And he was chayiv in Zimun. He was chayiv to Mavarech the Chasin Kala and Shavar Bachas. And he ain't a mesamchay means he didn't make the sheva brachas. He's over b'chamish kol. Samazoy, if someone wasn't sameach chas b'kala, it's not over. Doesn't get that oynish of over b'chamish kol. But someone that didn't give sheva brachas to the chas b'kala, it's over. Which Agav will speak about more. That it's also important to know that in the minig of lav chasnas here in Chutzaris. Is that the Shav Brachas is at 12 o'clock at night, the end of the Chasna. There's a minion plus people, and you lost opportunity. If you were, if Shav Brachas would have been earlier, you could have 200, 300 people be Mavarach al Chasan Kala. Because since Shav Brachas is a bracha to the Chasan Kala, you had opportunity to get 300 Yidden giving the bracha to the Chasan Kala. It should be Masliach. The Zuk should be Masliach. What do you end up doing? Well, you have 10. Those are into schoolers in the Yonim. You can have the biggest schooler. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the custom is that after the first dance, they have Shav Brachas, and then after 10 o'clock, and after that, they have more dancing. But then you have a big Tzibur. I think it's a very, very worthwhile investment. We'll see another reason why it's also worth doing it like that. It's come out that according to the Rambam, that the reason why the Wasi said Panim Chadashis is in order to might see them in Sheva Brachas. So we have Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Rishonim, the story of Panim Chadashis is they add to the Simcha. We have an added dimension to the Simcha, like the Chilas and the Suin, or a Simcha Chadash, a new Simcha. That's the reason why you should make Sheva Brachas. You should add the Sheva Brachas. According to the Rambam, it seems to be the Pshat is that Pasha to be Moitzi, those that were not Mavarach Chas and Kala. So we want to mention a few Nafkiminis between these Rishonim. first nafkina would be, what's the halacha of someone that was at the chuppah and he heard the brachas, and now he comes to suda. He was by the chuppah. He left after the chuppah. He's only there for the chuppah. Could he be considered parnim chadashis? So, according to Rambam, he said parnim chadashis is those that didn't hear the brachas. He heard the brachas already. He made him a varach chas and kala. If the vart is new people to the suda, he would never participate in the suda of a chas and kala. The poyim say, according to the Rishonim, that they're considered parim chadashis. If you're there by the chuppah and you weren't there by the suda, then you'll be able to consider parim chadashis. You add to the simcha of the suda, can make shavuot. Another nafkamina, a second nafkamina would be if people were by the suda, they heard the brachas, but they never ate. They didn't participate in the suda. They were there. They didn't participate in the suda. According to Rambam, he can't make shav brachas because they already heard the brachas. According to other Rishonim, they didn't participate in the suda. It could be they're coming to participate in the suda. They can eat the part of the suda now. It will be considered parim chadashis. A third nafkmina could be: do you need two kaises? Our meaning is we use two cups. One cup for birchas hamazon, another cup for sheva brachas. According to Rambam, that sheva brachas is a chelik of birchas hamazon, that we add to the birchas hamazon sheva brachas, like we add ritzei, we add yavo yavo, we add sheva brachas. So all you need is one kais. All you need one kais of birchas hamazon. According to other Rishonim, it's two separate mechayvim, the kais for birchas hamazon, and the kais for the simcha of the nesuin. It comes up in the Negeah Lel Seder. If you have sheva brachas, I never experienced it, but I think it can happen. If you have a sheva brachas, the night of the Seder. So what's the problem? The problem is the isseti moisif al kaisis. Now I'll drink more after the third kais, now I'll drink another kais. So, and if you still have two kaises, what should you do? After the third kais, can't drink. I still have two kaises. So the poskim say what you do is that everyone has a kais, and there's a mezame. And you take the chasen's kais, and you make sheva brachas on the chasen's kais, and then you give it back to the chasen, and the mezame makes bar pei gofen. So it comes out that the two kaises, the cup that the chasen is drinking as a kais shlishi, that's a kais of sheva brachas, and the kais of birchas hamazon is the kais that the mezamin is drinking for. Another nafkamina would be, what about an adam she'ein chashuv? A parim chadash, a new person came that was never here before, but he's not chashuv. The Rishonim say is the inyan to have an adam chashuv. Why? The story is that you marbe b'shvilei. People that you marbe, that add to the simcha, has to be someone special. Stama, another person that you don't really know, doesn't add to the simcha, you won't be able to make shav brachas. That's according to the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, the story of shav brachas is you might see those that didn't hear the shav brachas. See, even Adam she'ein chashuv, he didn't give a bracha to the chasen kala. So you have an adam she'ein chashuv, he could be a parim chadashis. Another afkimina is shalashudis. No, sorry, before that, it's Shabbos. What was Shabbos? So everyone knows the Tosfos. Look back on the Tosfos, as I invade the last line. Tosfos says, second last line, the Shabbos the chashvinim parim chadashis shamrinim ba'gado mizvah shil yom Shabbos. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadashis Balakan. Marvin, the Kvoid of Shabbos B'Simcha B'Suda. Shabbos is Panim Chadashis. We add to the Simcha. The Suda and Shabbos has more food. There's more because Shabbos is here. So Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadashis. You don't need Panim Chadashis. That's according to the Shoyni that you cited Panim Chadashis. You Marvin and Simcha. According to the Rambam, what he said for him Chadash is, he might see those that didn't hear brachas. So Shabbos is not going to help you. The Rambam is not bringing down the halacha. Shabbos is not even part of Chadash. Mevuyah the Rambam, sheet that's a Rambam, you need even Shabbos, you need Parim Chadoshes. Why the whole story of the Parim Chadoshes is we might see those that didn't make the Shev Brachas, so Shabbos, then make, if you don't have anyone that didn't make Shev Brachas, you need Parim Chadoshes. That's the sheet of the Rambam. What about Shalosh Shuz, the third suit on Shabbos? Shemot says that the minig was with Van Ramah that even when he had Chas and Kala, Shalosh Shuz was matzah and some filter fish. But it wasn't anything special. It wasn't a special marbur b'shviloi. So then what do you do? The whole point of Shabbos is Parim Chadash is the marbur b'suda. But Shalosh Shuz is simple. It says Ramah two aces. Either Shalosh Shuz, you have to bring Parim Chadashes, a marbu b'shviloi, where you ate royal marbu b'shviloi, or it says Ramah, if everyone has to remember this, the Chasin Darshan, the Fush Ramah. It's brought here, you can look in the show here. If you want to know, if you don't trust me, that Ramah says you have to say a drasha, I'll show you inside. Yesh Oymrim, tough test, the third Pepe Shachnara. Yesh Oymrim, Hatam Dragilim Lidrosh. Hadrosha Avi Parim Chadoshes. The Drosha is Parim Chadoshes. What do you mean the Drosha is Parim Chadoshes? Says Aruch HaShulchan, because the Torah is Mesamech Zalev. The Torah is Mesamech, and therefore, Kudi Hashem is Shar Mesamche Lev, Torah is Mesamech, therefore you have Parim Chadoshes. You have the Simcha, added Simcha. The whole point of added Simcha, you say Drasha, added Simcha, say Drasha is added Simcha, and therefore you don't say Shav Brachas. According to the Rambam, again, it won't help. According to the Rambam, the Drasha won't help. So those who didn't say the Drasha will say the whole of the Rambam, right? Another nafkamina would be, is there a chiyuv for the chas and the kala to hear the brachas? Is there an Indian for the chas and kala? It's very important the chas and kala should listen to the brachas. It's kedai for them, but is there a chiyuv for the chas and kala to hear the brachas? If the mechayiv is that there's added simcha, and when there's added simcha, say sheva brachas, so the Rav Moshe says, you don't need the Chas and Kala, don't have to hear. And being derived from the Shulchan Aruch in Simchas Aleph Beis, we don't have a copy here, but earlier, in Sif Yud Aleph, later, in Sif Yud Aleph, it says, if you have in the Chasna, the Chas and Kala, and they broke off, the whole Sivur broke off the different tables, different rooms. It's one big, the Chas and Kala here, it's a very, very fancy Chasna, it'd be a little different, and everyone has. Every family, break up the different tables. You could say Sheva Brachas. Even the Chas and Kala aren't there. Says the Moshe, you see from here that there's no Indian Be'etzim for the Chas and Kala to hear the Sheva Brachas. The Chas and Kala here, it added Simcha, there's a Simcha here, the Parim Chadash are here. You don't have to hear there. That's only if you learn the side of Sheva Brachas is telling the Simcha. And Moshe says further, is Mechadish, that Lady Huda talks about if you have chas and kala chayrish, and able to hear and able to speak, chas and kala both chayrishim. So that says Lady Huda, you can't make birchas erisin. The birchas erisin, as Masada Kedushin says, you can't make. Because that's the essence of bracha for the chasin. The chasin should make the bracha. And Makadish is Amay Soladei Chupa for Kedushin, who should make that bracha? The chasin should make the bracha. Just the reason why the Masada Gushin does is Shlo the Vayish Misha Ein Lo Yochel. The person that can't make the bracha, so therefore Chazal or Masakin, Masada Gushin is Moitzi. But if they can't hear, you can't be Moitzi the Chasin Kala. So therefore, it says Lady Yehuda, you don't make Birchas Erisin for Cheresh for Chereshes. What about Birchas Nesuin? And Moshe says Lady Yehuda only spoke about Birchas Erisin. Says the Moshe, and if it's Moshe, Vada you make. A vada you make birchas nesuin. You make Birchas Nisuin because Birchas Nisuin is totally in the Tzibur. In the Tzibur, if the Chazan Kala is there and it produces Simcha, with the added Simcha, you say Shavu Brochas. Now, with also in the Gea, when it comes to the last Shavu Brochas, and you start before Shkia, does Shavu Brochas have to be before Shkia? Rav Yashiv holds that Shavu Brochas has to be before Shkia. I Shabbos, you start Shal Shus before Shkia, and way after Shkia, you say with say, because what's the chiluk? Shabbos is totally the Suda Shabbos. If you start before Shkia, the Shema Suda is called Suda Shabbos. And therefore, Suda Shabbos requires a Ritzay. Hashem Kain, by Shav Brochus, why are you saying Shav Brochus? The Simcha of the Chasen Kala. When it comes Shkia, there's no more Chasen Kala. Where's Chasen Kala? It's Kilo they left. They're not here. There's no Chasen Kala here. There's no Simcha, the Chasen are there for your own, but that's, if you learn, since the study is the Simcha, therefore the Chasen Kala don't have to listen. Mashenk, it's the Rambam. The story of Shav Brachas is to moit, to mevarach the Chasen Kala, give them a bracha. Give them a bracha, the Chara, they should have to hear the bracha. Not enough Kamina. Is like this. The Lashon Rambam is that you make Shav Brachas only be base chasanim. Only be base chasanim. Base chasanim sounds like they used to have a chasna hole, and he said the whole week they had all the suddas here. Or today you make a special place, special hole. You make a hole and make it. But what if you have an apartment, the rent of someone's house, or the house is simple, in the house of the parents, nothing special, nothing miyuchid. A lot of places can hold the sheet of the Rambam, a lot of Sfaradim passing like this. Yosei Shav Brachas. Yosei Shav Brachas. My neighbor upstairs, the Sfaradi, the father made, the parents made a Shav Brachas for the child. And I said, where's the Shav Brachas? He said, here, you can make the Brachas. I'm Ashkenazi, here, all seven Brachas. Okay, now, is that correct? If the Yisoid is that we hold is a Simcha, then you make Shavu Brachas. So if you hold it, even in that base Hasanim, the Simcha, you make Shavu Brachas. So the Ashkenazi can make all the Brachas. But if you hold the Yisoid is to be Moitzi the Chasen Kala, you're giving them a Bracha. Could be, if they're Sfaradim, the Chasen Kala, the Sfaradi, and they hold there is no Chi of Shavu Brachas. Maybe it could be, can't make a Bracha. It can't be Moitzi them. You can't be Baruch them. There is no Chi. Another afkimina is what about katan? A katan, a child. Could he be panam chadashis? He be panam chadashis? So it depends. Says the stipler, if he's a katan, that adds a tremendous simcha to the. If it's totally an added simcha, even a katan could be panam chadashis. But according to Rambam, the story of Shavu Brachas is what you might see the tzibur, might see the chasen kala, might see those. And we're not mevarach the chasen kala, so katan not chayiv. He mevarach. He's a katan. Therefore, katan cannot be panim chadash. Yeah, clear. And that's type of. Now, we mentioned maybe nine nafkaminas. The best nafkamina is in lamdis havana. Havana is the type speaks out. Is this chiyuv of berachas chasanim shavu brachas during shavu brachas? Who is the chiyuv on? The chiv on the tzibur, or the chiv on the panim chadashis. So, chara, this is machlokes Rishonim. If the yisoid of panim chadashis is to add to the simcha, the added simcha, could be the chiv on the whole tzibur to give a bracha, to make shav brachas, because it's added simcha here. But if the yisoid is that the panim chadashis were not mevarach lechasen kala, therefore they are the ones. Only them, the Achiv don't have the Panim Chadash, not everyone else. Now they hear the Vei Vei Negei Zedekas thing, famous Shubas of Moshe, and Arachayim Simon Lun Vav. And if Moshe goes with the Mahalach, there's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur to Mavarach, the Chosin and Kalach. According to Rambam, there's a Chiyuv on the Panim Chadash to Mavarach, Chosin and Kalach. So it says to Moshe, you cannot leave a Chasana before Shavuot. If you left the chasm for Shavu Brachas, you're not mekayim your chiyuv. it's a chiyuv to mevarach l'chas and kala by listening shemei ka'ina, by listening to the brachas, listen to shemei brachas, mevarach l'chas and kala, and therefore you can't leave the chasna earlier. So what's eitza? It's very late. It's dragging out. I have to give shir tomorrow. There's a lot to do. And then I have to wake up early. The 5 o'clock huddle. Yeah, 5:30 that's Jeremy. Well, what should I do? I might have two eitzes for you. One eitza is make a zimun with 10 people and say shemei brachas. Like he said before, you're the chasna kala of the year. You're in a chasna with a lot of simcha. Make shav brachas. Take 10 people and make shav brachas. And Moshe said maybe the Baal Simcha will be mocked with. He's not going to be so happy. And Moshe writes, Ulai yakvid the Baal Simcha. So then the eitzah is not to mechavin to mishtatif in zimun. And Moshe learns if you're not part of the zimun, not mechavin in zimun, so then you're not chayiv to mevarach. The chiv of Birchas Erisin, Birchas Sam, only those are the chiv zimun. No chiv zimun, that's Eitzah. Maisa is brought down from a Moshe of Yaakov Kamenevsky. Also, you're not leaving a chasm to hear Shev Brachas. This is another reason that we mentioned that it would be a very good minig if Olam could start making Shev Brachas at 10 o'clock at the first dance. You're not machshel many people that are nene mesudas chasm. There were 8 from the Suda called nene mesudas chasm, nene mesamchoy, and they left. They weren't mevarach Shev Brachas. If you make Shev Brachas at 10 o'clock, then you're machshel people to miss out in Shev Brachas. What's the best way to change the world? Do it yourself. Yeah. And if everyone will start being noig, making chasnas the shev brachas after the first dance, then we'll get into style. And once you get into style, and then we mentioned before, the best skula, so chasn kala. Chasn kala will have a few hundred people giving them a bracha, and it's the best investment for the zivug. Mamash, hundreds of yidden gave them a bracha, and also people won't be over. But ending with this, in the ma'isa. Reb Asher has a different shot in the Rambam. There are poskim that don't hold like a Moshe and a Yaakov Kamenevsky. They say that you're allowed to leave a chasna early. If there's 10 people left to say Shav Brachas, you're allowed to leave early. So they learn the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. Let's look back in the Rambam. 1 minute. The Rambam over here, Halacha Yud. Bracha dusha masif in beis chasna, chasanim hu bracha choyna. Married the Varma Murim, I'm a higher Oichem Achirim, Shaloy Shamu Birch Sum Shas Sum Bavarchim Bishvilam. You Mavarch for them. So Pash Bishat Varch Bishvilam means you Mavarch for them. Says Abasher, that's not Taich. Bishvilam means Beglolam, because of them. Because they're here. We're moist of Shev Brachas. He says it flows in the Rambam. When it's Shabbos, you add Mitzvah. When there's Rosh Chodesh, you add Yavo Yavoi. When it's Chanukah, you add Al Nisim. When there's Parim Chadoshes, we add Shev Brachas to the Brachas HaMazon. The Rambam and the Rambam, brought down in the Frankel Rambam, says, Medayik in his father's words, that you need two Parim Chadoshes. Two Parim Chadoshes. Mevarchim bishvilam for them. So if Pashup Shana Rambam is, you might see those that didn't make a bracha, didn't make brachas erisin. Why need two people? If one year didn't make shav brachas, I have to might see you in shav brachas. Why need two? Says the Basher, since he said bishvilam means because of them, meaning you have a part of a tzibur that didn't make a bracha, we add to the brachas of Mazen, me'ena ma'ura, we add shav brachas. One person not considered a chelik of the kal. If two people are ready, they were mevarech. That's enough to add to the birchas hamazon, to add me'ena me'ura, to add birchas chasanim to the brachas. But it's not a chiyuv on the tzibur. I want to add one knetch. If you look back in the Tosfos Zayin and Beis, Oymeri, read one line together. The panim chadashes ein karei. Ella b'bnei Adam shemarbim b'shvilam hasimcha yoyse. How do you tie these words? B'nei Adam yemarbe for them the simcha more. Yemarbe for them the simcha for yemarbe for them the simcha more. Yemarbe for them the simcha more. The word b'shvilam means b'glalam, because of them. Yemarbe, because of them, yemarbe the simcha. The word b'shvilam in Tyson's words means b'glalam. Sometimes the word b'shvilam means not because of, for, not for them, because of them. So yemarbe, in Parnach Adas says, because of them, yemarbe the simcha more. That's Pshat Rambam. The Rambam means, if you have Parnach Adas, people are here that they were not b'varach Shabbat Brachas, because of them, we'll add to the Birchas of Muslim, we'll add Birchas Chasanim, but you're not be mighty them. You're not be mighty them in Shabbat Brachas. Not be mighty them. It's a reason why we will extend the Birchas of Muslim, we'll add to the Birchas of Muslim, we'll add Birchas Chasanim. Therefore, it's not a chiv on the kakaf to the gavah, it's not a chiv on the gavah to make Shabbat Brachas. If you can leave early, you can leave early. If it's Parm Kadosh is here, the other people here, you can leave early. It's not a chiv on the gavah. It's made us also at Sola. A Sola Gedola, according to this Mahalach, that Babadu said, we could start being noyig to make Shabbat Brachas at 10 o'clock, and after the first dance, it will add a lot. I want to say a few words. Everyone has to leave. They leave, but I want to add a Shechiyanu, Yikimonu, 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 to be able to come here to Misameach and Torah together. That's what we're here. We're here, the Chaverim, where we say Chaver, the Talmud Chacham, the Bechad Chevra. Friends come through the Chibur of Torah. Nafshei, Kshura, Benafshei, Kshura, the Gematria, Torah. How you have one Nefesh tied with another Nefesh? Torah. That's why it's brought down, all the Madrisa Chasanim will tell you that a husband and wife should learn. Husband and wife should learn together. Something, at least that, when Shabbos have to say Divrei Torah. The Torah is Makasher. Torah connects in the Foshas. Nafshei, Kshura, B'nafshei, it's only through Torah. It's only through Torah. So Baruch Hashem, Ruzaych at the Gevalig Ezman, we learned the Ksubis. We finished the whole Perek. Baruch Hashem, the whole Perek. We started a week early. And Ibriyar. And a week early. And the Olam made it through the whole way. Baruch Hashem, the Gevalig Gizman, loves out the Yishmaya. We're holding now before the Zman, before Pesach. We know the Avoid of the Seder, of Lel Seder, is a very, very Choshev Zman. The Zman that we have a Koyach to Mashpia, Amuna, into our children. Midor Lador, Dor Vador. It's a Zman of Chizuk Amuna, and also a Zman of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Pasuk said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Aseisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Amuna, Klar. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, took it out of Mitzrayim, and Baal Yechoyel, the Baal Yechoyel, the Kulam. To believe, Ein Oyim Avadoi, is another thing. That was how the Pasuk finished off. Liyo Yisrachem Elokim. In order that I should be your Elokeichem. It's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Tachlis of the Seder has two Tachlis. Number one, to become a Chuzik in Amun of Hashem, to makir how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves us. How much an Avas Hashem, Kemayim Panim Uponim, Kein Leva Adam Al Adam. If a person loves someone, the other person loves him back. The more we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we'll love Hashem. Kemayim Panim Uponim. And we have come to the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim was what? Tavdin Ol Zekim Ol Harazah. Yikar Mitzrayim, not stop to be free. The point was to be Oyvid Hashem, to Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbal Torah. Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbal Torah. The third chiluk, the third job, third Yisrael that we're trying to get to in Lel Seder. Besides the Muna, besides Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, is Haidah. Haidah Takash Baruch Hu. We know that Halel is a chilek of the Seder, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hasev Hallel, and even in Magid, Hallel is included in Magid. Part of Magid is Hallel. It's to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us. You see, it's Mitzrayim. They say Shalom Mitzrayim, and we say that all the rest of Hallel has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. We'll mention you see it's Mitzrayim. We thank Kadosh Baruch Hu on everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us. We're holding now Mamash Ikvisa, the door of Ikvisa and Mashiach. Be'ez Hashem, we'll all be zeicha to eat from Karm Pesach B'yachad. We're waiting. The Chiyuv, it's a piece of Yeshua. That the way to have a hope, with the want, the Yidua, the Beis Levi, was in Slutz, right? Slutz. And he didn't want to come rough in Brisk. They sent him a delegation, 12,000 people signed on the paper to ask Beis Levi to come rough. 12,000 signatures. Beis Levi saw it, he said, 12,000 Yidden. How can I say no to 12,000 Yidden? So Beis Levi, with Machni himself, became rough in Brisk. Chavos Chaim said, Beis Levi couldn't say no to 12,000 Yidden. If Klai Yisrael will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you. We need Mashiach. We need the Kirvas Hashem. We need it. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say no? That's the Inyan Sipisa Yeshua. We know that B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Lego. B'Nisan, we were Nigal and Nisan. B'Nisan Asidin Lego, we're going to be Nigal and Nisan. Why is Chazal telling us that? Whatever happens, it happens. Whatever happens today. What's the information? Some hack? You should know what's happening. No, about the Chalil, Chazal Mechazikos. We have to believe B'Nisan Nigalu, we were Nigal and Nisan. B'Nisan Asidinly Go, we're going to be Nigal and Nisan, yes. So we say Mashiach's going to come? Yes. Now, Chalil Nisan is exactly what we're waiting for. Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us? We need an Asin Legol, we're holding now, how it's behaving in Yemenu. What is the Moshe Mashiach? What's the Moshe Mashiach? It's clarity. Clarity. It should be klar. Klar, Eino Mavadoi, Yakiru, V'yedu, Kol Yoshe Yisrael, everyone, Yakiru, V'yedu, they can be Makar, and they're going to know, Kol Yoshe Yisrael, is a clear akara of animal vadoi. We have to live with the akara, live with hashkocha pratis, with clear hashkocha, and with this, we be zeicha b'ed Hashem to come to be zeicha to Yemei Mashiach. We have to start preparing. We say Aleinu three times a day. We say Aleinu not Tefillas Haderech. We say Aleinu b'kavana. Aleinu b'kavana. Al kein akavulcha. Lirus meheru. Shares zechol. I have a glum maris to see clearly a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We live a life of clarity, of kirvas Hashem. And this is Zman. This is Zman that we're here, and as Bnei Torah. We're the ones that could bring the Mashiach. Hashem is talking to us. Who is Hashem? Who does Hashem expect should be sepisul Yeshua? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone that's so assimilated and didn't have any chance to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. We're the ones that are here to be the sepisul Yeshua, to wait for the Yeshua, to live with the Yeshua, to hope for the Yeshua, and to talk about the Yeshua, to talk. I've always said over Nothing Vachvoil, someone came to invite Nothing for a bris. So he said it was a Monday. So the bris, I want to invite Mashkiach for the bris on Thursday. So Nothing said, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't come back. He waited for Mashiach. If Mashiach didn't come, Mashiach would have came. He said, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. He meant, but if a person doesn't live like that, then, he's not going to be Mashiach going to Eretz Yisrael. No, if we're all going to go, we have to live with this clarity, this chiyus. And we know that we're living in big, big, times now, the whole world is turning around, and we have to start living with clarity, living with thinking. Well, what's the tachlis? What's the point in life? What came chayenu? What's the tachlis of a yid? What's the tachlis of a ben Torah? What are we living here for? What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? The more we live, the kara mashiachtik. We start living mashiachtik. We start with forgetting about the things that are not important. To live with the tachlis, with that kara of enor mavadoi, the tachlis of chayvus adam v'alamai, will be zeichah b'ed Hashem to the gula behem imenu, and the. Je vous ai